the Tick.
Having fun at Dayland. Having fun at Dayland. Having fun at Dayland.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Lone Star Mitsubishi.
Please, gentlemen, Dave.
Thank you. Well, while Corby was at Finger Paints,
more on that momentarily.
I don't have a lot of disposable income right now, so I decided to take a staycation.
Smart.
I just wanted to spend time with the family and chill in and around the house. And initially, I thought that my daughter was going to be at my house all week, but then she had stuff going on with whatever she was doing. And so she didn't actually end up...
Teenage stuff.
Yeah. She didn't actually end up over at our house until Wednesday. So then that meant my Monday and Tuesday were going to be totally free. And so I got to thinking, man, there's a big game on Monday.
There is a big one.
Right down the road, right down 30, Spain and Portugal. And I, of course, am half Portuguese.
You are.
And so
we're told.
So he says.
I can show you my ancestry DNA. I can show you my family tree.
I don't care that much.
It's legit. And so I felt like I felt the draw. I felt like I had to be there. And this would most likely be my only opportunity in my life to see a World Cup game in person.
Mm-hmm. So you thought.
The irony of it all. Yeah.
Well, sometimes when those dreams come true, they get crushed.
Yeah.
By people that you don't have control over.
But you're better off. This really is a lesson for all humans. You're better off going to something like this or any big event by yourself.
Yes. So that was the deal. It's like, I have Monday free. I just want to see if I can go to this game by myself.
Yeah.
Can I get in the building? And so our buddy with the host committee, Tony Fay of Tony Fay PR, we had done that event with him a couple weeks ago down at the Southside Ballroom.
That's right.
With, you know, when we had Nelly on and Troy and Darren Woodson.
And his Air Force Ones.
And Dirk.
Getting hot in here.
Yeah. And so I texted him because at that time he said, hey, if you want tickets, I can probably get you some face value. And so I texted him late the week before, leading up to that Monday. And I said, hey, I don't have a ton of money, but if you can get face value tickets, like around $500.
One ticket.
I just need one. I would be eternally
like
grateful.
Chris Rock and I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah.
One rib.
Yeah. And so he's like, let me work on this. And then so he's like, day later or so, great news. He's like, I've got a comp ticket for you.
Even better.
And dang. I was like, are you serious? And he said, yes, it's in the nosebleeds. It's like in the 400s top corner. It was one of the, actually the FIFA cheap seats when they got blowback for pricing the average fan out. So the face value on this was like 260 or something.
Sweet.
And I was like, man, that's incredible. And then a day or half a day goes by. I get another text from Tony.
Had you ever sat up there for a Cowboy game or anything?
My season tickets were in the 400s.
Okay.
They were in the end zone, not in the corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd sat up there before. It's not bad.
No.
It's fine.
It's not.
And so then I get a text from him.
Unless it's basketball, let me say.
I was there with you for that Final Four.
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
God, it was ants.
I would not recommend college basketball from high in the 400s.
So he texts me again and he says, hold on, I've got something even better for you. Just stay tuned. And so then he gets me back and he says, we have some sponsor tickets. It's going to be a whole experience. So send that ticket back and we will send you this other ticket. And so I have to wait like a day. So I don't get this ticket until Saturday. So I'm like, where is this ticket? What is this deal? And he says that it's going to be with our friends at Choctaw.
Ah.
And so they have a whole row on the lower level.
Was Reed there?
No. And he said that, you know, you'll get a better feel when you talk to the Choctaw guy what this whole thing's about. But he says that it's going to be amazing. And I was like, man, this is so cool. And so he says, This is Tony speaking. He says, this is the type of stuff that happens to Corby every other weekend. And I said, I never thought I'd get to walk in his shoes. And so I totally was living the Corby dream.
Okay. It's just overblown.
What were the shrimp like?
There wasn't a shrimp tower.
As big as your seat.
There wasn't a shrimp tower, but so.
Why do they call it shrimp when they're this big?
So I talked to the guy, Kevin from Choctaw.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, meet me at Texas Live. He said, not only do I get a ticket, I get a parking pass.
Oh my God.
So I'm parking in like blue parking. And then I walk over to Choctaw or to the Choctaw Club at Texas Live. And I get there at like noon or 11:30, whatever it was, because the game's at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And free drinks. Free food, like buffet food. Just he's like, hang out here. I've got other people coming, and then we'll all migrate over to the stadium together. And so I'm like, cool. Who are these other people? And he's like, well, most of them are influencers. And so,
so am I.
And so it turns out, like, there's a social media guy or a social media girl, and her husband
from the States or from.
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. So. The social media guy for or girl for Choctaw and her husband, who also works for Choctaw, they are part of the crew.
Had you met them before?
No.
Okay.
I had not met them before. There was a husband and wife couple that I guess do a lot of content creation for Choctaw. There was a husband and wife that are like partner clients with Choctaw. They work for, you know, a big furniture company and they do a lot of stuff with Choctaw. And then there were a couple of girls. Like hots.
Yeah.
And they walk in and they look very exotic to me. And I'm like, man, are they like, are they from South America? Are they from Europe?
They're from my home country of Portugal.
And so finally we're all walking over and I'm like, so where are you guys from? They're like, oh, we're from Fort Worth. I thought they were like some far flung locale, but so we all go over to the stadium.
Did they ask what your connection was to Choctaw?
Yeah. So, So when we get
to, big deal.
So when we get,
I'm Mr. Choctaw. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
So when we get to the stadium, we have time. So we are ushered into a club because we're on the club level and we're ushered into a club where, again, free food, free drinks. And that's when we're having conversations with the other people. What do you do? What do you do? And they're like, sir, are you an influencer? What's your tie to Choctaw? And I was like, well, I work for the local sports radio station. We go to Choctaw like 4 or 5 times a year. I was like, I'm a real-time content creator.
Yeah.
So we do real-time content on the radio.
We're on a thing called the radio. It's a little startup technology.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
We are like an OG influencer.
We're hoping it catches on.
Yeah, so everybody's like at least mildly impressed by that.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, well, at least he belongs here.
Right.
And then so...
He knows what we deal with.
But I am Kevin, the marketing guy, the Choctaw marketing guy's plus one. And so I'm sitting next to him, and he's a great dude. And, you know, I'm telling him my ties to Portugal. And like...
Did he buy it?
Yeah. Well, and before the game starts, the... Portugal's outnumbered. The Spanish fans are probably 60, maybe 70%. And so Portugal is definitely outnumbered, but there's a group of Portuguese fans in front of us. And, you know, as the game is about to start, they're going, Portugal, Portugal. And so I join in. I'm like, this is what we do at the games.
Yeah.
These are my people.
Just follow me.
Yeah.
I'll take the lead here.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's pretty elaborate chant you got going there.
Well, you did send us a photo of one of the friends that you made. I don't know if you remember doing that.
Did I?
You did.
Which one? Show me the picture. No. That wasn't one of the influencers. That was a Spanish fan that was in the row in front of me.
Yeah. It looked like Dave's phone had fallen down and he hit the photo button as it was falling down towards some girl's bottom.
Were you wearing your jersey?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was. Okay. I only saw, I was wearing an away Portugal kit from like the Euros.
Yeah.
Like 6 years ago. So I only saw one other person wearing the same kit that I had on.
And follow up, and this might be a bad one. Do Spain and Portugal kind of hate each other?
Yeah, they have to. Okay. I mean, they're neighbors.
Okay. Yeah, I figured. They're neighbors. I guess I didn't know. I don't know much about the rivalry, no, but there has to be one.
The Spanish fan in question was, unbeknownst to me at that point, a butterface, but she really was wearing that uniform.
Right up your alley. I just sent Ham and DJ, I just sent you the photo that Dave sent to us.
For research.
Yeah.
For research.
So you can judge whether or not you would have gone home with her.
So if you watch the game, it was...
Hey, send that over.
If you watch the game, it was kind of a boring game.
It was.
It wasn't the best.
It was scoreless for forever, and out of nowhere, in like the 80th minute, Spain scores to go up 1-0, and I kind of missed it because the crowd was so bored that they started doing the wave, and the wave went right by me as the goal went in.
Oh, no.
The wave.
Yeah, so it was so dull at points that it reminded me of the old Simpsons bit.
Oh, yeah.
Of, you know, Kent Brockman in the press box going, the wing passes it to the corner. Corner passes it back to the wing.
You're
the sets game. It to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
The game got reviewed harshly as a series of sideways and backwards passes.
But, yeah, neither team wanted to make a mistake.
That's right.
And
it was a stalemate.
And you know, if you've watched much of Portugal this tournament, you know that they have to play Ronaldo because it's his final World Cup. But
they don't have to.
But Portugal is worse with Ronaldo on the field because they have no speed, they have no attacking ability.
They deserve what they get.
The only way that Ronaldo can score is if he's served the ball in the box. There's no transition game for Portugal with Ronaldo on the field. And so they got what they deserved. They lose 1-0. And so then afterwards, I was struck by the fact that, because I zoomed in on Ronaldo after the final whistle, and he's walking by himself. No opponents come up and give him a hug. No teammates are patting him on the back. And I thought it was bizarre that he was just alone in this moment. And then it wasn't until he knew that the Jumbotron cameras were on him that the waterworks started.
Yes, can't take it.
He started crying as he was walking.
I don't know that I've ever drilled down on your thoughts on Ronaldo.
I like Portugal in spite of Ronaldo.
Okay.
Yes.
Portugal is very likable.
Yes, and I'm very glad.
Do you agree, soccer LeBron?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I've never had this conversation with
him. I have never been a fan of Ronaldo.
I don't get him very much, and I also don't get how tone deaf he seems. And it does seem like his teammates don't regard him like normal icons are regarded by their teammates.
Yeah, he is not beloved like Messi is beloved with Argentina.
No,
that's
but
absolutely sure.
To the Portuguese people.
Oh yeah.
He is such a god, and he basically created their entire identity.
Yes.
Whereas Argentina had an identity, Portugal had nothing.
Ronaldo
basically
has...
But they never won anything before he was there.
Yeah.
So they were an also-ran, and he made them a contender.
You could argue Ronaldo has more stands than anybody.
Yeah. And like there every fan that was in a Portugal jersey was in a Ronaldo jersey.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, he obviously...
No Bruno Fernandes jerseys.
He was obviously a generational hero, but I, for one, am glad that I can now root for Portugal without him.
Yeah.
And you saw his last game.
Yeah,
That's kind of cool.
To me, that kind of... The
it's
whole
like me and Serena.
The whole experience... Well,
yeah,
that,
but it didn't count now. It
didn't stick.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll pull a Serena and get on Ozempic and come back.
You cannot rule out him for the 2030 World Cup.
But to me, I was blown away by the experience and the hospitality of the Choctaw people and the fact that Tony hooked me up that way. And just the fact that I did see the last ever Ronaldo, at least international game.
Yeah, that's huge.
It was almost afterwards. It was kind of when you're a kid and it's like the night of Christmas.
Yeah.
And you kind of have that. Like malaise of like, man, it'll never be that good again.
No, it won't.
That was the peak right there.
God, and you had all the free food like all day long.
Yeah.
It's
Well, it was more about the free booze.
Well, yeah.
Did you put some in your cargoes?
Yeah. I saved some shrimp for later.
All right. Good stuff.
I'm happy about that story.
No, I am too. I'm so glad you sent us that ticket photo. I was like, oh my God, you're in.
Except for the part where you missed the goal. Doing the wave.
I wasn't doing the wave. The wave washed past me.
Oh, crap.